Okay, Rabbeisai, we left off in Melachim with two very difficult episodes. It's mamish the end of the Sefer Melachim. One is the death of Gedaliah, famous Saim Gedaliah. And the Novi also talks about the Churban, but I want to try to talk a little bit about what the union of Mrs. Gedaliah was. Why was that such a significant thing, Mrs. Gedaliah? Mrs. Gedaliah ben Achikam. So we know that Chazal say that when they killed Gedaliah ben Achikam, that was equivalent to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Even more. And that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that when Yishmael, here in the Pasuk, kills Gedaliah ben Achikam, it's Shkula Mises Tzadikim Yoisim Churban Beis HaMikdash. More than the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we have Tzayim Gedaliah. One of the reasons we have Tzayim Gedaliah is because of this reason. Because it's Shokul Yoisim Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a lot of questions here. Number one, how could the death of a Tzadik be more than the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is the key of the survival of Klal Yisrael. Right? The Beis HaMikdash was what we relied on to mechaper all the averus of Klal Yisrael. You all remember from Maseches Makis, when a Ritzach kills somebody, he has to stay in the Ori Miklat. He has to stay in the Ori Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. One of the reasons brought down, Gemara brings one reason, the Yerushalmi, the Kohen Gadol, he's Mayrich Shnois of Shalad. Kohen Gadol, by working in Beis HaMikdash, he keeps people living longer. And the Reitzeach is Makatzer. He murdered somebody. Makatzer Shnois of Shalad. So the Beis HaMikdash is the survival of the whole nation. How could it be that Mises Tzadikim is more than the Churban Beis HaMikdash? How could that be? Number one. Number two, if that were to be the case, we would have a lot of Tisha B'Avs. A lot of tzaddikim died in history. There's only one tzaddik that we have Tzayim Gedaliah for. Gedaliah. Obviously, Gedaliah ben Achikam was a big tzaddik. He wasn't the biggest tzaddik in history. But a lot of tzaddikim lived. Why is Gedaliah the only one that we have Tzayim Gedaliah? Right? We don't have Tzayim Rav Akiva. We don't have such a thing. We don't have the same of Yishmael. We don't have the same of the Harugei Malchus. We only have a same Gedaliah. Why do we only have a same Gedaliah? Obviously something unique about Gedaliah. Why he brings out this Nakuda. That's another problem. Another case in Chazal where we find that when a tzaddik dies, it's equivalent to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, is found in the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Shmini. It says, Vayhi Bayem HaShmini, that's the day of the Chinuch HaMishkan. So Chazal say, Vayhi Bayem HaShmini, what's Yem HaShmini? Vayhi Bayem HaShmini, Yem HaShmini was a Tzara. Normally, Vayhi is a Lashon Tzar. Vayhi B'Yachashvegosh, Vayhi Mishvot HaShoftim, Vayhi is a Lashon Tzar. The Gemara says, how could it be that the day of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, say Vayhi? So the Medrash answers that since Nadav Avihu died that day, so therefore, it's considered a sad day. That means even though it was the day of the Chinuch HaMishkan, even though it was a day where the Mishkan was rededicated, so L'chayit should be a Yom Simcha, still in all, it's considered a Yom Tzair. Because Nadav Avihu died. Again, you see that the death of Nadav Avihu overshadows the Beis HaMikdash. L'chayit should be a day of joy. No! Since Nadav Avihu died that day, it's a day of Tzar. Now I'll tell you a kash from the Kloisenberg and then we'll get to the Terence. Kloisenberger Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rebbe of Rikasil, he has a kasha. Whenever we finish one esrei, what do we say? Shibana Beis HaMikdash, B'mehar V'yameinu, and then what do we say? Secho kenem zer secho. Shonavot chabir kamila mukshan kamanias. If you think about it, we're jumping around all over the place. Yibonav is amish meavi menim is the base of English. Secho kenem zer secho is learning that we even have now. We don't have to wait for the base of English, right? Then we go back to the base of English. V'sham navod chabiru ki me'ayla mukshanim kamanias. What are we jumping all over the place for? And we should say, what's for Secha Kedim Zarasach? Shmuel, what's Pshat? You ever thought about it? You say it every day. Three times a day, Shmuel asked me, no? He wrote, we should say, we'll serve you there. We don't say that. Say, Secha Kedim Zarasach. Torah we have now. We even have Chaburas from Shmuel. What's the Chaburas? Shalom, you hear the problem. So what's Pshat? You don't say that in Shmoneh Esrei? So how do you learn Pshat in Shmoneh Esrei? Shibonu Beis HaMikdash Me'ev Yemeinu. Well, look, Stokalika. You know, I call by your last name, it means there's something coming. What's up, Stan? It didn't bother you at all? Now it does, Mr. Taman, no? Shibonu Beis HaMikdash Me'ev Yemeinu, Zecha Gerim, Zecha. And then we go back, V'Shom Avol Chobi Yekmeela. So the Kloisenberger says a half a teretz. When I say half a teretz, he obviously meant the whole teretz, but we need clarity in what he says. He says, you see from here that we think the biggest simcha is the Beis HaMikdash? No! Torah is a bigger simcha than the Beis HaMikdash. Yibana Beis HaMikdash from Erev Yameinu. And you think, oh, that's the ultimate? No! V'seichel keinu b'sarasach. Torah is even a greater joy than the Beis HaMikdash. I understand what he's saying. But then why are we mixing Torah in between? We should then say, Yirotzen, Shivam Beis HaMikdash, B'mer V'yameinu, V'sham Na'avod Chob Yirak Yimei Elam Chushan HaKomais, and then say V'sein Chalkeinu B'sein Chalkeinu. So I'm going to tell you guys a Moiri de Gavart from Rav Gifter, which I think we could use to answer this kash. I just told this over yesterday to some of the younger Talmidim. It's a Moiri de Gavart of Gifter. I think you guys are gonna fly from this Rav Gifter. It's kabbalic. Famous story: Rabbi Akiva was learning Torah with Talmidim during the time of Shas Hashmat, during the time of persecutions. They came to Rabbi Akiva and they told him, Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing? Why are you learning Torah? Don't you know the king made a decree and I want to learn Torah? How are you doing this? Remember that Chazal, right? You remember his answer? Of course, he remembers the answer. Humility. Anova, one of the Kinyanei Teichos, Shatari Niklas Ben. You remember Rabbi Akiva's answer? Rabbi Akiva gives a marshal. He says, well, you think you're going to jump out of the, going to go out of the base medrash? You think that'll save us? You remember Rabbi Akiva's marshal with the fox? The fox comes to the end of the water. The fox is a smart animal, very intelligent. The fox sees the fish in the water. The fox wants to chop a fish or two. So the chap starts chapping a shmuz with the fish. Hey, fish alach. Sushi. I don't know why I say sushi, I think of Rabbi Bamberger. Sushi. Sushi. Come out. Jump out. And you'll be on the, with me in land. We'll be able to have a kishmak of time on dry land. What do you have to be in the water for? What do you have to get all wet for? The fish says, fool. Fool. Even in the water, we have to protect ourselves from all the nets that people are putting in the water to try to capture us. And the water is where we live. The water is our survival. You think if I'm going to go on dry land, I'm going to survive? I'm gone. I'm fried. I'm fried. Fried sushi. I'm gone. Avadanat. Ask Rav Gifter. Why did Rabbi Akiva need the whole marshal? Just tell him. Torah is our life. What does he have to go with? A fox and a fish and water. Just tell him, Torah is our life. What do we need this marshal for? What do we need a marshal? Listen to the goyness of Rav Gifter. What a great thought. Which is applicable to everybody. Even me. Even though I'm not a bach anymore. To bachim, it's very applicable. Rav Gifter said like this. You ever saw when you take a fish out of the water for the first couple of seconds, 60 seconds, sometimes longer? I've been with my kids in the Machne Yehuda Shuk. Not Ben Yehuda. Machne Yehuda. In the Machne Yehuda Shuk, and over there you see fish on the, you remember, moving around. They're still a stickle alive. When you take a fish out of the water, it goes flying. You got to see. It's flying, jumping and flying. So if Griff said, it's interesting. You look at the fish in the tank, in the water, it looks very boring. Fish life looks very boring. I wouldn't want to join them in it. The water in the fish tank. Looks like a bunch of nebuchs, a bunch of nerds. Nothing going on there. Moving the mouths up and down and up and down and going back. You ever thought about it? When I was a kid, I used to look at a fish tank and go, how don't they go out of their minds? That's like being stuck in yeshiva for life. Yeah, it says of Gifter, but you take the fish out of the water, it's a chasana. The fish is jumping and going. It looks like the fish is parting. It's great. The fish is having the time of its life. Look at it. All its friends there in the tank are going back and forth. Nebuch, Rachman al-San, Tisha B'Av. This fish, we're just missing the lights, right? Shmuel can give us the lights. It's like answer disco. What's Tutzach though? What is going on? Says Rav Gifter, it looks like that, but everybody who has seichel knows that fish that's jumping up and down and going is dying. It's jumping, it's having a chasana of death. It's the dance to death. It's not living. Says Rav Gifta Amol, you think that when you go out of Torah, you have a good time. Party time. That was Rav Akiva's point. It's like fish. You may look like you're jumping around. It's like a smack. You're dying. That was his muscle with the fish, the fox. Because normally, when a person stops learning, sometimes temporarily it looks like there's a chasana going on. It's a day off. It's great. It's gewaldic. It's fine. Doesn't look bad. No, midwinter, doesn't it so bad, midwinter? Mishkefelach. But the point is, our life is in the water. That was what B'Kivis Musa asked. The emes is that our life is the Torah. And the Beis HaMikdash is only there, to enhance our Torah. A Beis HaMikdash without Torah has no value. It's not the Chazal telling me, Shkula Misa Tzadikim Yosem Michum Beis Mikdashenu. Our Gemara, the Chazal telling us is, that without Tzadikim, the Beis HaMikdash, without Torah, the Beis HaMikdash has no value. Yes, if you have tzaddikim and you have Beis Hamikdash, it's gevaldik. Mela, when Gedaliah ben Achikim died, that was part of the Churban. There, everybody knew it. That when Gedaliah ben Achikim died, that was the end, because he was the last remnant, like the Rambam brings down, of before the Golos. So, when Gedaliah died, we realized, okay, that's it, like the Rambam says, we're in Golos. When other tzaddikim die, you don't realize it. So, Gedaliah is used as a symbol. Just like Rav Gifter said, you use with the fish in the water. We use Gedaliah ben Achikam as a symbol that we should realize that really our survival is Torah. The Beis HaMikdash is only an enhancement of Torah. Without Torah, the Beis HaMikdash has no Shavuos. That's why when we say Yirotz and Shibana Beis HaMikdash from Erev Yomeinu, we say Beis HaMikdash without Torah has no value. Without that, it has no value. And that's, like, again, I think the only reason why Sefer Melachim ends with Gedaliah ben Achikam, we make a big deal. It's not because Gedaliah ben Achikam was different. It's because by Gedaliah ben Achikam, we realized what is the truth about every tzaddik and every Talmud Chacham and Torah. That our life is Torah. And if we don't have Torah, we have nothing. If we don't have Torah, we're gone. Okay, stop it.